Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Just pointing down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Hello, welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese Waters, and with me is the impenetrable Jesse Harley.
You've tried, it can't be done. Hello.
No, it will not be penetrated.
Yep, nope. Welcome back, Reese. Did you miss me?
It's been nice to have a rest from you, to be honest.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Me to say. Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah. No problem. How about you, Jesse? Did you enjoy a rest from me and Canadian politics?
Every single moment I was conscious, and I'm betting unconscious, my brain has been dancing in delight with the absence of your face in front of my face and your voice in my ear holes. So, yeah.
A bit creepy,
thank you.
But
thank
cool.
you for that breath, that breath, that break.
The breath break.
I'm but glad we're back. We're back time. For a little bit.
Yeah, we are back. Yeah, we are back. So, should we go into the STD?
The small talk dimension. Yes, please.
What's been going on for you?
Well, I came back into the city for
you just, did just you finally realize everybody else had carried on with life.
Well, no, that's not what
you know. World War II. They'd find like islands where downed pilots thought that World War II was still happening, and they had to send like their commander in to like convince them that the war was over because they wouldn't believe them.
Yeah, that's except like in this COVID. Case, the war is still going. That's the problem, is the world is convinced that there is no longer a pandemic. There is. People are still dying. And all of my friends, I exclude you, you're not one of my friends, obviously, has gotten incredibly, incredibly sick. And they're like, yeah, it's like the worst sickness I've ever had in my entire life, Jesse. Please, whatever you do, don't get this. But live your best fucking life. Woo, cruise ships. Like, that's the opinion of everyone I come across now. It's like, I feel like the world has got a little bit insane. And yeah, I know I'm not going to die. from it. I really don't want to get incredibly deathly ill for a few weeks and then maybe get long COVID because, you know, I get to go to a party. Like, you know, no. No.
Cool. So everyone knows where Jesse still stands.
Well, I'm back in the city for a little bit because yeah. I've got some appointments and cruise ships and I want to go to parties.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
And do you want me to tell what I've been up to?
Well, I kind of figured what you've been up to because we tried to record in the studio. At least I thought we were going to record in your studio. And you're like,
oh, it's a nightmare.
You want to tell us what's going on with that? Because that's really kind of funny.
No, it's not. Because you invest all this money, 2 years of time, money in, you know, business development, all this kind of stuff. And then somebody decides to do construction work above the studio. And you go, okay, well, great. We need to work together. You need to do your construction. We need to operate as a business. So they agree to do it evenings and weekends, which is great because we can operate. And then just randomly ignore that agreement whenever they feel like it. It's great.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So.
There's no
this?
End to this story.
Can't you fight this, though? Like,
there's
legally?
No end to this story. Well, you know, it's
you've
got
to be able to fight this legally.
Yeah, we're going back and forth with the landlord and everything. Like that.
I figured out a way to reduce reverb is just to get, like, frighteningly close to my microphone.
Well, there you go.
So
there
now it just sounds like, dear listener, if I'm like, just close your eyes for a
they
second.
They don't care about your technical chat.
No, just close your eyes for a second, dear
listener.
Picture my juicy, luscious lips just right next to you.
I thought the STD was a safe space where I could open up about my problems. And now it's turned about, there's some sexual content about your lips that makes everyone uncomfortable. But it's nice to be back. It's nice to be back. We don't take breaks
I'm going to take a drink of delicious warm coffee with maple syrup. You want some? Here you go.
Your teeth are going to fall out. It just sounds like you don't know how to drink. I tell my kids off of drinking, like how you're drinking. Come on, you're 46. You should know better than this.
I'm not 46. Jesus. That was a very nice drink of coffee.
I knew that would make you spit your drink out, though. That was the worst. Neither of us had any good anecdotes for that STDs, and we are so rusty from our
We
break.
Are rusty. I know. We should be better. Like, I was all ready to be, like, full of hyped up, full of caffeine in your studio and, like, stealing all your snacks from your kitchen as I do, and then just getting, like, all hyped up on caffeine and sugar, and, like, let's go! And you're like,
I'll tell you what I did.
Let's do this online, Jesse. Let's just do it online. So I'm drinking coffee from home, and I'm sweating in the fucking hot box in my apartment because I have to have the doors and windows closed to have the mic sound as okay as I can.
I do have some good small talk, actually.
All right, hit me.
I did my first ever TikTok dance.
Fuck off. Is it on our account?
No, it's on a private account with my kids.
How many followers do you have?
Three. Four. I got four. I got my fourth follower yesterday. It was private. I don't want people following it.
Okay.
It's just my private, sure. My private safe space to dance. It was an easy one. This episode is called the Birth of Conservative Rap. It's really exciting. We are witnessing.
So hold on. Is this please tell me this is like, who's the banana bread guy?
No,
he's
no,
gone.
No.
Okay.
No, we're witnessing the birth of a whole new music genre, and it's Canadian, it's from Ontario, and it's beautiful. It's wonderful.
Conservative rap.
Conservative rap.
And is this a joke by liberals? Like,
no. No, this is I'm putting a link in the chat, and I want you to click on that link, and we're gonna watch it together, okay?
Oh, okie dokie.
Ryan Williams, MP, Bay of Quinte. Inflation is causing Canadians' money to go jiggle, jiggle, not fold. Inflation makes you wiggle, wiggle, for sure. Groceries, gas, and households. You know, it was meant to be. It's the deal with the spendy P. Justin Trudeau spent all your money, no slack, but you ain't seen nothing yet. No time to relax, increase the carbon tax. No spin here, just the facts. Housing prices, record highs, skilled labor shortage, kids can't afford a mortgage, emergency act invoked, was it a joke? Groceries inflamed on the GG plane, airport delays, it's bad, but hey, you need a passport first, the line's the worst. 1 million workers short, supply chains hurt, if we could only get the oil to East Coast soil. Jiggle, jiggle. Inflation makes you wiggle, wiggle. jiggle, jiggle. The Liberal government makes your money go jiggle, jiggle, not fold. Inflation makes you wiggle, wiggle, for sure. Groceries, gas, and households. You know it was meant to be. It's the deal with the spendy P. Justin Trudeau spent all your money, no slack. But you ain't seen nothing yet. No time to relax. Increase the carbon tax. No spin here, just the facts.
So what did you think of that?
That's amazing. For what?
Can you just describe? Obviously, we played the audio. The listeners could hear the audio. What describe the visuals of what you just saw?
So this is a song that has been playing on TikTok and Instagram for a while. I don't know the source.
Oh, you've seen it already?
No, I haven't seen this song. They're making
Song. Oh, okay. Oh no, yeah, it's Jiggle song. Jiggle by Duke and Jones.
Right. So they're parodying that song, as have everybody else on the internet has been parodying that song as like the latest trend on TikTok and Instagram. And it's funny.
But they've cleverly matched it with slandering Trudeau or making fun of Trudeau.
I mean, it's unimpressive is what it is. They're trying to get to the youth by like going through the trends, right? And like talking to them the way they think the kids will get to them through song and rap with the latest trend, and talk to the youth about the shit that they really care about, such as give me all the money from the oil, fuck the planet, fuck everything else, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it. As apparently they think the youth of today really think. That's so, I mean, like, come on, man. It's so fucking old school, conservatives.
Can you describe the visuals?
The visual, I mean, there
was,
it's like...
There was an upper middle class man in like...
Like kind of portly, chinos. Honestly, like wearing badly... Like he wasn't dressed well.
He looked like he'd been shopping at, is it L.L. Bean?
I mean, it's
walking around like places where you'd expect to see someone dressed in that, like waterfronts and areas of like downtown areas that have been pedestrianized.
I'll give them one thing. The video was shot well. Like they had a stable, gyro.
They had a stabilization rig, but it kept moving randomly.
Well, you know, it's really expensive to get a really good Steadicam operator, right? So they probably just hired someone to get one of those really cheap gyros. But at least they had one, and it was color corrected, kind of okay. You know, it was they paid attention to the positioning of the sun, so it wasn't too, you know, they did an acceptable job in the video. I will give them that.
Yeah, I mean, the lip syncing was a bit off, but
Well, it's not plenty of time to remember the song he himself wrote.
There's plenty of major artists who don't get lip syncing right. It's fine.
But it's the same. I just want to what was going through my head as I was listening to this is it's the same hat over and over and over again. They don't change their tune. It's really weird that the country is constantly divided about this. It's really, really, really weird. They're like, you know, he talked about like, let's get that oil money. Like, who the fuck is on board with this? Like, fuck yes, fuck the planet. Climate change is a hoax. It doesn't exist. Give me that money from oil. Woo, money. Like, it's what the fuck, man? Like, seriously, like, what is going
on? You don't want that delicious oil money?
Jesus Christ. Like, it's all, oh, God.
It's like liquid fun.
It's so weird. It's the more I'm on this show, the more, as fun as it is, the more I am reminded of just how much the governments in North America, and I guess now Britain, remind me of like 1984, the novel, how like it's just the same shit cycled over and over again. And for some reason, we're either conditioned or they teach us to ignore the fact that this has all happened before over and over again. It's the same story from both sides. The liberals are, let's take care of the planet. Let's take care of each other. Let's take care of our health. Let's take care of our education. And that's the extreme side. You know, there's centralists. And then the extreme right are,
Yeah, but I don't think they're talking about that. They say they're talking about it. But never,
you're talking about the liberals really here?
Yeah. Like they talk about stuff like that, but.
Oh, I mean, okay. Yes, fair enough. People, like, okay, you're right. corruption is everywhere. Corruption's in the right, corruption's in the left. Corruption is fucking everywhere. And if there's a corrupted politician who thinks that they can do better, like by addressing the left leaning population rather than the right, then it doesn't really fucking matter. If like, if they're corrupted, they'll say whatever the fuck they're going to say to get to win. Even if that means coming across as a liberal or coming across as a conservative doesn't.
Oh, you mean, they, I don't think like the perception truly, of what they stand for.
Yeah.
Like, they have lines. They just repeat for their kind of core audiences.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, who is this guy? What's he going to bring to the table other than...
Can I tell you about him?
Well, actually, I'd just like to... there's text on the end of the video. And right. It's the same shit. It just seems like it's the same conversation over and over again. They're saying, okay, we need to produce more of the stuff money buys. What the fuck does that line even mean? Money buys everything. What's
it produce stuff that money buys?
I mean,
as opposed to stuff you can buy with songs or just like,
right?
You just trade for raw grain, you know, that kind of stuff.
So they say oil and gas and food and houses. Okay, so.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But then they say cut the carbon tax.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake, man. Lastly, this, and they say a bunch of other stuff that, sure, you know, cut tariffs on fertilizer for food. That's kind of out of nowhere. Lastly, get Canadian oil and natural gas to the East Coast. For fuck's sake, is no one paying attention? No one. I'm so tired of this fucking planet. Oh, my God, man. But it's the same. Okay, if you can remove the corruption, which is next to impossible, you know, the extreme liberals, the extreme left are all about, we need to take care of the planet, the environment.
Extreme liberals.
Extreme left, not the extreme liberals, not like the fun liberals.
The
fun liberals. We're like the liberals, but more fun.
Yeah.
So the left leaning, the extreme left is maybe not even that extreme, but it's the same story, which, you know, I happen to agree with, but it's the same story that never changes because hardly anything is actually changing, which is, we need to fix the planet. We need to fix our education. We need to fix our healthcare. We need to look out for other, like each other. And then the conservatives, they have one single thing that they continuously talk about, and that's money in your pocket. That's it. That's their whole shtick. Their whole shtick. And it branches off, and like, we'll get you money in your pocket by getting you more jobs. We'll get you money in your pocket by cutting taxes. We'll get you money in your pocket by bringing in more oil. Money in your pocket. Like that's, and all the stuff that we're trying to do on the other side, you know, they'll point out like how, like, oh, you know how they spent all this money on schools? Well, that's money out of your pocket. You know, they spent money on trying to fix the environment, quote unquote. That's money out of your pocket. It's so weird that people are buying this. And now he's trying to do it for like kids on TikTok.
If you haven't got money in your pocket, you want money in your pocket. So. That's why. Or if you've got money in your pocket, you don't have to give it up. It's just taps into that kind of psyche of, you know, I live in a nice suburb and I've got two cars and maybe a cottage somewhere and a boat and all these things. And I did it because of me. It's all me, you know, not because
you
of the
have
system.
A boat.
No, I'm talking about the kind of person who might.
I was like gonna say, why the fuck didn't you ever invite me on your boat, man? The fuck?
Just me. They don't let Welsh people have boats. They're not meant to.
that sounds about right.
And if you've got like a nice life, you want to keep it. And anytime they take money off you to give to other people, then you don't like it. And you vote for people who do this. Rap. It's fine. I get it. So this is Ryan Williams, who represents the riding of the Bay of Quinte in Ontario.
Where's that? In Ontario. Okay.
Yeah. And it looks like a nice place. I assume that's where he shot it on location. He flipped the seat from a liberal seat. And he is the president of Williams Hotels, so he owns a chain of regional hotels.
Okay.
I love it when local millionaires become the representative of a town.
He's a millionaire. Right, of course.
He owns a bunch of hotels.
He owns a bunch of, right.
Yeah, I love it when you've like made loads of money. You go, what should I do next? I know. I should just rule over everyone. That's the logical next step. How can I get any higher than a chain of regional hotels? I know, I'll be the boss. This is like I found when I looked at the YouTube, it's been posted on a lot of places, but it's still quite low-key, but it's one of the funniest things I've seen.
Are the comments turned off? Did they do the smart
thing? No. I captured a lot of comments. So one of the comments is the poor guy who got hired to film this had to sit through hours of this. We only had to endure 3 minutes. That was one.
I'm reading one here. Glad the MP of our area is wasting time making this pointless video instead of working to fix issues that affect the BOQ. What the fuck is that?
Bay of Quinte.
Body order.
Bay of Quinte.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right, so yeah. That's fine.
This is so cringe. I wish I was a Canadian just to vote against you.
Yeah.
someone called Ontario Man. This one is really prophetic. This one's really prophetic. It says,
"Is that your puppy?"
Yeah. Canadian Pollock. Ontario Man says, "Canadian."
It'd be weird if you said no. Like, what is that thing, man?
I think a dog just walked in. So Ontario Man says, "Canadian politics has evolved," which I thought was quite a cool thing to say.
I suppose Rosie needs attention.
Oh God, she's fine. Sorry, my charger just fell out and my battery doesn't.
You're having a time over there, aren't you, Reese?
It's all that. This show is just never meant to happen again. Everything's stacked against me. We should just quit.
All right. I mean, we've had a good run.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Somebody called Jim Rose commented saying, "Dad, stop! You're embarrassing me."
That's good.
Someone called Hanad Y said, "This is hot. Def need to work on the flow. Production is fire." Robert B says, "It's supposed to be cheesy, guys. That's part of the joke. It's fun and makes the point. Love it." Somebody called God, and they've got an image of God, said, "Drop this on Spotify, bro."
Fucking. I hate that planet so much. I do.
And then somebody called Summit, who's got a Maple Leafs logo as their image, says, "Facts shared to my hashtag grandson." It's amazing. So
someone named their grandson hashtag. That's
hashtag
great.
Grandson. So yeah, this to me is
hashtag.
It is awful. It's not awful.
It's the same old shit. It's nothing. It's kind of hilarious.
It is really funny. I honestly think that his mindset was like, I mean, the funny part is he's just talking. You know, like William Shatner when he used to do songs and he just talk the lyrics.
Yeah,
he's just doing that. He's not rapping.
Well, no, I mean he's doing it in the style of this song. If you've heard the song before, so like it's. It's the same thing, honestly, which is not a great song. So,
But I do hope this spins off a genre of music like Pierre Poilievre. It'd be cool if he could do, his own rap too. Maybe that would be fun.
That'd be amazing. It's the same old, honest to God, I haven't been following Justin Trudeau. I have not. So if he's doing a shit poor job, I don't know. I really don't. I kind of don't care, but like, cause it's the same old shit over and over and over again. It never changes like you have pointed out to me in the past that like we have made progressive changes. Like, you know,
this is my progression anymore. Engine theory. I came up with in the shower while thinking about, you know, voting that society grinds slowly towards progression, but it goes back a bit. It goes forward a bit. Things come in cycles, but you know, we're not living as serfs working fields slowly right. dying exactly. of yeah. mysterious diseases that we blame on a witch.
So, know? I mean, I can't, yeah, exactly. I can't deny that progress has been made over the very, very, very long time.
It's just slow and painful and sometimes hard to see.
And the problem is there are going to be problems that require very fast attention, and this slow progress is just not going to be able to keep up with it.
You know, no.
Such as climate change. Like, we may be fucked. We may be fucked. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I look forward to being an overlord of the desert. That's because that's what's going to happen.
Did you hear what the Supreme Court did like, very, very, very recently? Which,
in America?
Again, not with the Roe versus Wade thing, which is, like, insane. No,
they do, but it's a new thing. Stuff. Yeah.
It's a brand new thing where they once again overturned what I just read it. There were policies in place that that capped the amount of emissions that coal, not just coals, but any kind of plants that churned out smoke, electricity plants, power plants, that capped the amount of smoke that they could put in the air, and they overturned that. They're like, fuck it, put as much pollution on the planet as you want. We don't care anymore. You're free. They just overturned it for no fucking reason.
Well, because like, the sky's really big. You can fit loads of smoke in the sky.
Are you playing Devil's Advocate? It's a great job. Have you seen how many stars there are?
There's almost an infinite number of stars. And the best thing about smoke is it doesn't take up a lot of room because you can squeeze it. You can squeeze it together, and I don't see the problem. And also, it floats.
You should be on a debate club, Reese.
It also floats up into space eventually.
Oh yeah, that's your science. Science is on par, on spot on. One of those words.
My science is on a few of those words. My new rap album.
please.
Well, with a new breakthrough hit single, "The Sky Is Big."
My friend Ryan was upset the other day, and he's just like, he's in a really bad mood. And I was like, I went over to kind of hang out and cheer him up. And I asked him, what happened today? Like, what happened? Why are you in such a bad mood? I'm not kidding. He said, the world. He was so upset with just everything that's happening in the world. Like, nothing happened, nothing triggered, no event occurred in his life. He just started thinking about the planet that he lives in, and became really depressed. Like,
but do you know
to the point of needing a friend. Like, it was.
You know, I'm relentlessly cheerful.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
so do you know the best thing? If I feel angry at the world or depressed, or think that the world is a bad place, the simplest way to fix it is to not think about how can I make the world better for myself. Just do something nice for somebody else.
Oh, that's nice, Reese. That's actually really nice. Okay.
And then that makes you feel better because a good thing happened in the world, and then hopefully it passes on. So if you ever feel like completely powerless and like, oh, the world's good, you're going
to
end up.
I was fully prepared. I was fully prepared to mock you for whatever you were about to say, but that's just actually a really sweet idea.
No, honestly, it works. Yeah. If you ever feel shitty, do something nice for somebody else. They feel good, and then you feel good because they feel good. It's very easy. So
I'm going to write you a haiku about how nice your hair is.
If we do that, then we won't have to fight to the death in the Thunderdome in 30 years' time.
If I write you a haiku about how nice your hair is, we won't have to fight to the death. Is that
no? If we're just nice, just be nice.
That was my nice thing to you, is write you a poem.
I don't want that. That doesn't count as nice. I hate poetry.
Okay.
It's just offensive to me, if anything. Poetry is easy and just of no value to me. So
okay. So, dear listener.
Sorry if you're a poet. But...
Yeah. So if you were going to write a poet for Reese, don't do it.
Yeah.
Because that's just a horrible thing. Instead, what you can do is you can go to speakpipe.com/Canadian Politics is Boring, which is our online voicemail. You don't have to log in, nothing. You just click a button, leave a message. It's that simple. Reese will leave a link in our show notes, wherever you're listening to your podcast. You click that button, you're leaving a message to us within 5 seconds.
Tell me how wrong I am about poetry, please.
Tell Reese how wrong he is about poetry, or just tell him a compliment.
Is he wrong about the poetry? Is it that easy, or is it hard? I don't know. Maybe it's hard. Maybe Reese is an idiot. Or maybe he's right. The end. I was just stood on a table in a coffee shop where most of the people aren't wearing socks.
So if you leave us a
And there was a round of applause and a man with small round glasses in a turtleneck, black turtleneck and a beret.
And nothing else, no, not pants or anything, just a turtleneck. Yeah. Yeah.
Just naked from the waist down, just stood up, clapped.
And clapped his ass cheeks.
Helicoptered himself by gyrating his hips to celebrate the improvised poetry. That's poetry, my. That's just poetry to me.
Is it, I mean, I can understand why you'd be against poetry if that's what poetry night is like in Wales. Jesus Christ. We do things a little differently over here.
What's going on in the... This is a weird coffee shop.
Everybody's pantsless and helicoptering. What the fuck? Okay.
I'm not going to go through that drive-through again. anyway, so we go now.
All right, that was fun. Yay, fun times. Yeah.
So go if you want, you're looking for Just Inflation, Jiggle Jiggle.
Just Inflation, one word. Just Inflation, one word on YouTube. And Reese will put us a link for you, in the show notes.
Do you know
not
what
that
I did?
Anybody fucking uses the links in the show notes ever. Reese goes through all that fucking trouble and nobody clicks on any shit.
Well, do you know what I did as well? There was a little sticker of Justin Trudeau saying, I did this, pointed at the price of gasoline in the gas station the day before yesterday. So I peeled it off. And in the store, there was a thing that said 30% off bananas or, like discounted bananas. So I put it on that instead.
Oh, that's funny.
I just thought it was quite funny to,
What, here's the thing that I'd like to start trying. If we can, what do our listeners have to look forward to next week? And if they're brand new here, if they subscribe, right, then they will get a notification of next week's show and when it comes up, so they can listen if they want to.
Next week, we're going to talk about your direct family link to mainstream Canadian politics.
Oh my goodness! You mean John Buchanan?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Your uncle. Honestly, I'm not going to do anything that's going to make your family not talk to you anymore.
Okay, good. Thank you.
But there's some pretty funny stuff. And it's
John Buchanan was the Conservative Premier of Nova Scotia.
He was your uncle.
I believe he was my uncle, I think he was my great uncle, actually, back in the 80s.
And I might talk about a very dark secret I've got related to mainstream Canadian politics as well. That I've never mentioned before.
Okay, so there you go, dear listener.
This is a sexy kind of tease for the next episode.
I always like hearing sexy teases from you, Reese. So, dear listener, if you are new to our show, if you're new to our show and you'd like to hear that episode, please hit the subscribe button. And if you'd like to leave us a little message about how, just complimenting Reese or telling him how wrong poetry is, click the little speakpipe.com/Canadian politics is boring link. He promises, I'm sure, to leave in the show notes below.
Or don't. Just live your life. It's fine.
Or just live your life and eat a sandwich. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Thank you so much for putting us in your ear holes, and we will see you next week, motherfuckers!
See you next week.
Yeah, that's it. That's how I'm going to end it from now on.
Like bye.
That. Yeah, like that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.